Cardinal Sean Brady chose to issue a very public apology in his St. Patrick's Day sermon in the cathedral in Armagh in Northern Ireland. Speaking to journalists afterwards, he explained,
"I apologised to those who have suffered as a result of abuse in the past, and I particularly apologise to those who, due to my failures in the past, have suffered."
Cardinal Brady's apology centres on the case of paedophile priest Father Brendan Smith, who was arrested, tried and convicted in 1994 of abusing and raping young boys and girls in Ireland as well as in the United States. Smith died in a military prison in Ireland in 1997. It's been revealed that Sean Brady, then a junior church official, knew of Smith's abuse in 1975. He was involved in an investigation into abuse allegations and met with two of Smith's young victims. Brady did not tell the police, and the two young boys were instead told to sign a secrecy oath. At the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI said he was deeply concerned about the crisis. Speaking before a weekly general audience, the Pope said he would send a pastoral letter to Ireland's Roman Catholics about the scandal.
"I ask all of you to read it for yourselves with an open heart and in a spirit of faith. My hope is that it will help in the process of repentance, healing, and renewal."
Child and sex abuse scandals have rocked the Catholic Church in the United States as well as in Europe. Ireland was shaken by revelations of decades of widespread child abuse and evidence of a cover-up late last year. Reports of sexual abuse also surfaced recently in Germany and elsewhere. Cardinal Brady said the past had to be confronted.
"Dealing with the past is never easy for individuals, for society, for the church. But it has to be done, and the future has to be faced."
Brady said he would reflect on what the future might hold in the coming weeks. There have been calls for the cardinal's resignation. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.